Action, adventure, thrills along the Burma Road in China, where the invader tries to blast this vital supply line. Terry Lee, Pat Ryan, and their friends have been having exciting adventures in this part of the world. In today's transcribed episode, we again visit the Captain Blaze stronghold and meet his new guest, the Dragon Lady. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. For real fun and lots of it, every one of you boys and girls should send for the Terry Adventure Game Book. This grand new book is utterly different from anything you've ever seen. And take it from me, it's a winner. 16 big, bright pages full of new games, puzzles, paper dolls, coloring pages, riddles, party suggestions. The book is the story of Terry Lee and Pat Ryan and the adventure of the Ruby of Genghis Khan. It's thrilling, fascinating, full of excitement. And as you read Terry's adventures and look at the pictures, you find yourself playing games, solving puzzles, learning magic tricks. I tell you, there just never was a book like this. It's going to thrill every boy or girl who gets it, and getting it is easy. Actually, boys and girls, this sensational adventure game book is free. Now listen carefully while I tell you what to do to get your copy. Now first, ask your mother to get a can of Libby's delicious tomato juice and one of Libby's Hawaiian pineapple juice. Take the labels off the cans, and on the back of one label, print your full name and your address. And then mail the labels to Terry, in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Say, if I were you, I wouldn't wait a minute longer than I had to get my Terry Adventure Game Book. No, sir. As soon as this program is over, I'd ask Mother if I couldn't run over to the store and get a can of Libby's tomato juice and one of Libby's pineapple juice. The name is Libby's, L-I-B-B-Y-S. Then you can send right away for your Terry Adventure Game Book. Remember the address? It's just Terry, in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Send no money, only those two Libby's labels. Get your order in now for this book full of fun and excitement. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Yes, the Dragon Lady has arrived at Captain Blaze's headquarters, not far from the Burma Road. But yesterday, Cheery Blaze told Terry she was planning to take control of her father's pirate outfit and make it serve a useful purpose, to annoy and attack and worry the invader forces along the road. Cheery also plans to take control of the Dragon Lady's organization, if possible. So Terry told this strange, red-haired daughter who he really was, not Johnny Somber, but Terry Lee. And Cheery Blaze finally agreed to pretend that Terry was still Johnny Somber.
I'll do what I can to convince her, if and when the time comes.
Fair enough. And when the time comes, I'll help you with your plans, and so will Pat Ryan. Yeah, in April.
Well, you just wait here. I want to go down and see this great dragon lady. Great indeed. What's so great about her?
Well, she's pretty powerful in this part of China, and don't let her fool you.
No, she won't. Never fear. I have some of the common sense of that rapscallion father of mine.
Well, I admire the way you talk, anyway.
Well, I don't admire the way you talk. You're spineless. You're like all men.
Now, hold on. You're fighting for the same things we are, right? So, don't start telling me what's wrong with me. I don't like that kind of talk.
All right, so I'm sorry.
Okay, now get moving. Go down and meet the Dragon Lady. You'll need all your wits for that.
So will you, you idiot.
Much obliged, Miss Blaze.
Oh, the rivers are flooded for the reeds. To the north lies the Jap army. To the west are treacherous miles of mud. And here, well, here we are surrounded by armed men and barbed wire. So you see, milady, we've nothing to fear.
I know you haven't any manners, but you might at least tell me who this woman is.
Uh-oh. When I said we had nothing to fear, I was forgetting this wildcat daughter of mine. Why don't you go someplace and curl up with a book, Cheery?
Why don't you go someplace and curl up?
Oh, you'll be the death of me yet.
Meanwhile, I should like to meet your daughter.
You would? Well, there she is, a problem child if there ever was one.
Thanks, but this problem child knows the answers. And I presume that this sleek, slick-haired woman is the much-discussed dragon lady.
What a charming child, so respectful. So gentle.
Don't rub it in. I can't do anything with her.
Indeed. I should like to have her in my charge for a few days. I think she would soon learn.
Mean Meanwhile, let's talk about you. I hear that you're a trouble.
No, Cherie. You'll have to excuse her, my lady. She ain't herself.
I certainly am.
If you can hold your tongue for a moment, I shall be most happy to talk to you. I am here on special business with your father. I sent one of my men on ahead, so there should be little for me to do.
Oh, you mean Johnny Somber, eh?
I do. Captain Blaze, will you summon him here?
Yes. I want to see this young man.
Well, I know where he is. I'll get him. And don't think it's any favor I'm doing.
You mustn't mind, Cherie. She's got grand ideas about
her. What has Somber accomplished with you?
Oh, nothing to speak of. I'm kind of afraid I mistrusted him, so we didn't get together.
Why should you mistrust Somber?
He's British, ain't he?
Yes.
Well, wait till you hear him talk now. He's a bloomin' American, or I ain't never heard one talk, so help me here.
Indeed. That is very interesting. It so happens that I know an American who closely resembles Mr. Somber. Mm-hmm. But no, that's hardly possible.
What are you mumbling about?
I had a sudden idea, but tell me, Captain, do you have any other guests here beside myself and Somber?
Yes, I have, but they won't bother none. One of them is an old acquaintance. He's got a young gal with him.
Well, if you vouch for them, that satisfies me.
I'll have him in so you can see him, if that's what you want.
No. The work we are to do together means secrecy, and too many ears and eyes are not good.
I'll see to it that Patrick Ryan and the gal are kept away from...
Who did you say?
Patrick Ryan. Used to know him over 6 years ago when I was...
And the girl? Her name couldn't by any chance be April Kane.
Well, blow me down. The very same, so it is. How did you know?
I feel it my duty to tell you, if only to save my own peace of mind, that under this roof you have the...
What's going on out there? Seems like somebody got somebody in. Blow me down if it ain't Patrick Ryan who's kicking and fussing out there.
Yes, you might have him bound tightly and brought in here. It will be a pleasure to meet him again.
Hey there, you Cubo! Whatever you're doing out there with that rope, well, do it in here. And be quick about it.
Now then, will you kindly tell Captain Blaze just what you're fretting about? Honest to bestie, I'm beginning to think you women are all alike, so I do.
Just a moment, Captain. I believe we have company.
Here's your friend, Johnny Somber.
Oh, I was right about my suspicion after all. And you thought you could be Johnny Somber, eh, Terry Lee?
What's this?
This young man is Terry Lee. You've been taken in, my wise Captain.
Don't listen to her. How can she say that when she hasn't even talked to the man?
Well, young man, speak up. Are you Johnny Somber?
He doesn't appear able or willing to answer.
What's there to say? You seem to be quite certain who I am.
Well, I say this is Mr. Somber. I knew him in Singapore, and I know
I'm
that
I'm not so easily satisfied. However, even though this man looks like the person I knew as Somber, I still have a few doubts. Are you willing to answer a few questions?
Go ahead.
What is the password for...
Well, now, what's all the rubbish? What's going on here?
Please, Master, a gentleman hastens to the park.
Hasten to get away? Now, Patrick, that makes me very unhappy, having you run away without even saying goodbye.
Take your paws off of me, you hooligans. Try your poo-ho! Let him go!
Now, Patrick, we're all one big family. What's the trouble, eh?
I just got tired of being cooped up inside, that's all, so I got me a set of walking papers. And these babies of yours mowed me down. Not before I laid three of them cold as an Eskimo kiss.
Uh-huh. Well, now, Patrick, before we forget our manners, I'd like to have you meet a friend of mine.
Thanks. I know the woman.
We have met before, Captain Blaze. This man is dangerous. I advise that you lock him up, along with this Terry Lee, who pretends to be one of my people.
Don't you do it, Father.
Now, hold on. Now, my lady, state your case. I'll be the judge and the jury on it.
Terry Lee and Pat Ryan, and the girl April Kane, wherever she is, are good friends. They are now working for the Chinese army. That I am sure of. They are here to upset your plans, my plans.
So much for that. Now you, young man, state your case.
All right, you win. I am Terry Lee.
Well, by my whiskers and snuffbox. Conspiracy, eh? Now, Patrick, state your case.
Well, I'm here because I'm here. That's my yarn, Blaze. Now, let's turn things around.
Put that gun away, Patrick.
You, and the dragon lady, reach. Yeah, way up. That's right. All right, you want the facts. Here they are. And here's a weapon for you, Terry. Catch.
Got it.
Now then, you listen to me, Captain.
What in the name of thunderation is this? Made a fool of me in my own digging. You men, standing behind Patrick, close in. Don't let the blighter make monkeys out of it.
These lads are working for me now.
That's right, Captain.
So you and the lady at your side, do your exercises with the hands over the head.
Blast you, Patrick
this
Ryan.
This is only the beginning, Father.
Hey, what?
This entire thing was planned by me. Things are going to be different now.
Well, I'll be...
You won't be if you behave, Captain. As for your guest, the dragon lady, we have plans for her, too.
I tell you, I won't listen to anything.
I strongly advise that we take the easiest course.
Hey.
Besides, there is always another day. And unless I am greatly mistaken, the Wheel of Fortune may turn our way.
Oh, yeah? Not the way I'm going to spin that wheel.
Well, it looks like good luck is with Pat and Terry for the moment, thanks to the plans of Cheery Blaze. But what did the dragon lady mean when she hinted that the Wheel of Fortune might turn her way? I think I know, and I'll venture an idea in just a moment. Boys, do you know how to play Fling One, the new Terry and the Pirates card game? It has pictures of Terry and his pals on the card. And you girls, how do you like some Terry and Burma paper dolls with a whole set of clothes for each of them? Now, there are just two of the pages, a page after page of games and puzzles and fun that you'll find in the Terry Adventure Game Book. This sensational book, utterly different from any other, is full to bursting with entertainment for boys and girls of all ages. Now, how can you get it? Why, it's mighty easy. The Terry Adventure Game Book cannot be bought in any store, but you can get it free. Yes, it's a swell break, all right. You don't have to send a cent of money to get this wonderful game book. Now, here is all you do. Send one label from Libby's Tomato Juice and one label from Libby's Pineapple Juice with your name and address to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. You got that? Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Now, of course, Terry and Pat and Cherry have most of the captain's men on their side. Now, that's because these men are anxious to serve their country in the fight against the invaders. But the dragon lady wouldn't walk into Blaze's headquarters without having plans of her own, no matter what happens. We'll find out what those plans are in tomorrow's transcribed adventures. So don't miss the thrilling radio date that we have with you.